Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, welcome here to the pre-show, the world famous Phil Hendry show. And all right, welcome to our pre-show for Friday here. And so we did a Phil only yesterday. No, we did encore with General Shaw. Yeah, what'd you think of it? I thought it sucked.
You thought it sucked?
Yeah, I did. Especially that interview that you did with Vernon Dozier.
Hey, let me tell you something, friend. Well, no, that guy said he thought Bill Belichick was overrated.
Yes, and spent most of his time whacking off, I think is what he said.
Yes.
Okay, but I mean, couldn't you guys have drawn him out a little bit more?
What do you want me to do? The guy's coming out, he's a known guest on your show, he's always talking it up. Now he's saying that Belichick stinks and spends all his time whacking off. He sounded like he was bitter that he'd never been a coach in the pros.
Well, he had coached in the pros.
USFL doesn't count. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll sting a little bit.
I don't think it'll sting that much.
Yeah, well, it better not, because...
You don't think the USFL was pro football, huh?
It was pro football, yeah. They got paid, but... Jesus.
It's too bad. If Vernon were a little bit older, we could sell he was like a coach in the WFL, the World Football League. He coached for the Jacksonville... What did they have then? They had the Bulls. I remember all those WFL teams. The Sharks. Jacksonville Sharks were the World Football League. The Jacksonville Bulls were the USFL, and the Jacksonville Jaguars, of course, the NFL. All right, Brea. Okay, Brea. Stretch out, babe. Got Brea sitting here. You know, she's munching and crunching on all kind of shit. So about 8 o'clock, I got to give her a insulin shot, which she ain't going to dig. How you been, Brea? She got the fucking diarrhea, man, all over the motherfucking place. I don't know what, you know. I mean, we've given her medicine for it, like cat diarrhea medicine. I was going to say it ain't doing shit, but yeah, it is doing shit. The wrong shit. And she was shitting outside her box. She was, you know, like, we got a big rug underneath that thing. So she was shitting on the rug, but not near the box. So that's like not good when they don't know where the fucking box is. Now, I know it's dark in the studio. We turn the lights out at night and Brea hangs out in the studio here. But cats see well in the dark, and tell me a cat that can't find a fucking cat box in the dark. Unless it's, you know, an old cat like Brea. You're a good girl. I mean, when we got her out of rescue, she'd been on the street. In June of 2017, they found her on the streets of Ventura. And when we got her out of rescue, it was November. So she'd been in rescue July, August, September, October, 4, maybe 5 months. I mean, you know, it's a credit to whoever rescued her that they didn't put her down. Must have been like one of those no-kill rescues or something. But they took her out on the road show, on the, you know, show her off and see if anybody wants to adopt her. And boy, did she hit the jackpot with my ass. You know, I was looking for a friend for fucking Thunder. I was looking for another cat for Thunder. And I just, as soon as I saw her, I said, I'll take her. You know, it was like, I wasn't even, because I can't take it, man. I can't go to this, I can't look at animals that are, you know, caged. It really does. It bugs me. That's why I don't go to zoos. You know, I don't dig zoos at all. I don't get it. But so when I saw her, I said, yeah, I'll take her. And they said to me, thank you, sir, for adopting one of our senior kitties. I'm like, see, okay. She's 9. All right, well, she's 9. So what? Well, something told me I better have the vet look at her. And they did. The vet's over at Anacap. And they... told me, well, she's not 9, she's like more like 14 for starters. And they said, we want to do an ultrasound on her to see what's going on with her. And they found her bowel disease and they, you know, distended all kinds of shit. And then they did a blood panel on her. She had kidney problems, she had, you know, maybe pancreas problems. So kind of confirmed, you know, I guess, what maybe I was suspicious about. She looked like hell. She had fucking diarrhea. She had dandruff. She had diarrhea, but she had dandruff. All kinds of flaky skin and just all fucking looking nasty. And they put her on, right away, they put her on a special diet, which was, apparently, I told you guys, the state-of-the-art diet. Rabbit, duck, venison. And then and I spent $1, you know, went over to fucking Whole Foods has got a whole freezer full of rabbit, venison, and duck for pets. And then they said, no, she needs a renal support diet because of her kidneys. So we got her on that. She had to get a prescription for that. I wonder where that goddamn thing is. And then what else? Then the steroids for her bowel disease, and then the insulin for her. Oh, it reminds me. I gotta get a prescription for fucking insulin needles. Like, you know, I'm already out of these motherfuckers. I just got it like a few weeks ago. I got two left. Okay, I can see I gotta get it off this channel because I'm gonna be staring at Super Bowl commercials. Boomer Esiason and Susie Brown or whoever the fuck. What we got, man? Usually a good neutral thing to put on when I'm doing the show is hockey. This show on the fly. But what? What? Chewy.com. Come on, bitch. Let's go. Why am I not getting the fucking... There we go. No, man, I don't... Hardwood Classics? Super Bowl's greatest... Oh, commercials. No, I just got off that shit. What's Hardwood? East, 154 West, 145 in overtime. 2005? Was Isaiah Thomas wasn't playing in 2005. Was he? He played in the 80s, man. This ain't 2005. This is fucking... The 80s or some shit. Oh, wait a minute. Mark Aguirre. Yeah, this is the 80s. Second leading scorer in the NBA. Mark Aguirre playing for the West. And they're all wearing the little tiny shorts. It's the second period East-West All-Star game. Yeah, this is the 80s, man. They got the little teeny shorts on. There's Larry Bird. Just threw it out of bounds. Good one, Larry. No, that couldn't be Larry Bird because that's the West. Oh, you know who that is? That's... Mark Van Eaton. Just walk under the wings of a DC-10. All right. This is when I had my season seats for the Lakers, man. This was the era. There's Kevin McHale. Oh, there's Bird in red. Yeah, a reverse slam dunk. Larry Bird. What channel is this motherfucker? It is channel 216. No, bitch. Oh, you know, it's just the next channel up. Hello. Where are you? Oh, there you go. Oh, Casey Jones is the coach. Nope. There it is. Well, there's the... No, you motherfucker. I'm trying to get
my face on it, you know.
Where's my goddamn face? Hey, what is the fucking deal here, huh? There you go. All right, Brea. Another few minutes, we got your insulin shot coming up, girlfriend. Crown Royal. I would not drink that piss. Just because it comes in a fucking purple bag doesn't mean it's... Here, it's in a... It's like, everybody, you know, people get fooled by the packaging, man. There's more fucking bad tequila sold because they spend money on the packaging and everybody's knocked out by that shit. Like that, what's that shit that has the cactus in the glass? You know, is it Milagro? Piss. And it got a fucking cactus in the bottle. Everybody buys that shit. All right. When is the NBA All-Star game? Now that is a good All-Star game. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, the NBA All-Star game's pretty good. This is Jack Armstrong, and the NBA All-Stars will be playing a lot of great talent on the NBA All-Star team. I can't tell you right now which Wednesday is, but...
My screensaver, or my, what do you call it, wallpaper? Well, I better not say it's dirty. No, it's not. It's just, it's a female. It's a female in partial undress, but, you know, nothing crudity about it. Okay, now, dude, what I'm looking for here is, yeah. The other thing is, I just looked up. January 20th was the anniversary of really an amazing basketball game. It was UCLA and Houston. Elvin Hayes was a huge star. Lou Alcindor, otherwise known, you know, later to be known as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, was also a huge star in college ball. And this game was nationally televised in prime time on like a Monday or Tuesday. That's how big it was. It was the first college basketball game to be broadcast in prime time. And it got 51,000 fucking people in the seats at the Astrodome in Houston. And the University of Houston beat UCLA, ending a 44-game winning streak, something like that. This is just from memory. UCLA went on to win the NCAA title that year, and they beat Houston on their way to doing that. But that game was so hyped. And I believe Elvin Hayes wound up scoring a lot of points. Elvin Hayes was a forward. It was promoted as Alcindor versus Hayes, but it was really Elvin Hayes was a forward. Lou Alcindor was a center. Alcindor got someone's nail in his eye, scratched his cornea, so he was injured throughout much of the game. Team LeBron? Team Giannis? What is that shit? NBA All-Star game? That's what they're doing? Nah. That's kind of whack. February 17th, All-Star Game. Anthony Davis. Oh, well, okay. 12 players. All right, man, let's see. Who? Chris Bosh. Okay. Look at this. Here's Julius Erving. Dr. J, the Eastern All-Stars. Dr. J. There's Magic bringing the ball up the floor. Throws it in low to Kareem. Kareem, bounce pass. Who's English? Who's that guy? English. Alex English. Alex English. See, this was sort of my era. I had season tickets for the Lakers, I was telling you guys, during this period. There's Casey Jones, he's the head coach of the Celtics. So and there's Bird, and yeah, this is all during the 80s. This is the Showtime Lakers. And, of course, this is the All-Stars, so you've got all of the principals from that period. Larry Bird's there. There's Isaiah Thomas. There's Larry Bird taking a big fucking three-point. Look at that goddamn shot. Was that a three-point? No, it wasn't a three-pointer. It was inside the arc. I think it was. I think that's Magic with the ball in there. Give and go. Boom. Good D. Oh, yeah. Great defense there by English. Hell, I could watch this fucking game. I could watch this game over and over and over and over and over again. Cheetos fried chicken sandwich. Holy Christ. By the way, I think we found the great Scott, but I don't want to say anything until we actually, you know for sure, but we believe we found great Scott. Okay. We haven't had Bobby Dooley on in a while. We've got Don Berman. Oh, shit. You bounced it off the glass, but hey, good rebound. Kiki made up for the shitty shot with the rebound. Boom. Slam dunk. Okay, I think I got a little bit of an idea here. Okay. Ted Miller's Ted's jingle. Now, let me see something here, man. Very good, very good, very good.
Phil, it's very interesting. Donald Trump, he says he wants to build a wall. Donald Trump wants to go to Mars. This is something that, and he feels this is the feather in his cap. This is the real one. And I was on the phone with him the other night.
You were really talking to Donald Trump, the president.
Yes. It's not a big, I don't understand.
Well, no, and look, the press.
The press doesn't know the fact that, yeah, I've got a relationship with Donald Trump. We keep it on the down low. But I send messages to him. I don't say it right up front. But Trump has been wanting to go to Mars for a long time. And
he's been wanting to go to, he personally.
Like, General, we can go ahead and, just put the jokes aside.
No,
Donald Trump thinks the real deal would be to take the country to go to Mars. I've been trying to talk him into going to Mars.
You've been trying to talk him into going to Mars.
That's right. Yeah. See, I told you he laughed. That was one of his to be the first president to have the country land on the planet Mars. And I said to him, I said, had you gotten this going, you can still do it. If he says now that he wants the country to land on Mars by 2024, you can give up this border wall, and it's all about the Mars.
Why would he want to go to Mars when his whole thing is on immigration?
Because Donald Trump is about his ego. He's talked about going to Mars for years. He never shut up about it.
Donald Trump never shut up about it.
No. He would come here, he'd say, I want to go to Mars. Let's go to Mars. Go, I got almighty, do I got to go to Mars? Stuff like, we used to make fun of him for it. So, now I think this is something that he really ought to try, because going to Mars will be something I think the country can embrace. It's going to put his name, he can plant a flag on Mars with the name Donald Trump on it, and everybody wants to laugh. And this very controversial border wall, you don't worry about it. So I've told him over and over and over again, why don't you go to Mars? And I know there's lots of jokes.
Well, of course there's jokes.
Yeah, the guy wants to go to Mars like he's from outer space.
Yeah, okay, let's get all that out of the way.
What about it, girl? Huh? You all right? It's okay. It's okay. I know you don't like that, man, but, it's got to be done, girl.
Hi, Phil. Hi, Phil. Yeah, we did have we had our Junior Miss Fashion Show. And here we have it, right, Steve?
Yeah.
Here is Karen, and she comes in at 180 pounds.
Now, where was that music, man? God damn it. Where was that fashion show music I had? Let's see here, man. TH. Here we go. Think. Godfather, Highway Patrol, Amityville Horror. Fuck. I wish I could pump some of this shit right through the old... it's Summer Samba, but, you know what? I just had me an idea. Had me a good idea. Here it is. Let's see.
And here's Karen now, wearing a very interesting, I like, look at, isn't that interesting?
I don't need that. We already have... Have music that's how about that theme to the Mac? I love that, you know, theme from the Mac. You lied to me. Return of the Mac, that's it. Inside Discovery. Jazz Club. Larry Nance. God, remember that name? Winner of the slam dunk competition. Where the fuck is that, man? Let's see here. I'm trying to think, man. Return of the Mac. Is it on? It's a phone bed though, man, so. The fuck is that at? Where is that goddamn thing at, man? Where is that motherfucker at? I forget which column I got this thing in. Wait a minute. I think I... Well, maybe not. There it is. There it is. There it is. Music, Return of the Mac.
Can you see Catherine right there? You also see Jacqueline. Jacqueline has the flimsy-looking, very loose-fitting... Wearing the skin-tight slacks is Adele. And Adele, this is our large women, and I want to give them... Let's hear it for our large women, can we? Adele is... She comes in at a whopping 180 pounds. Here's Catherine, and she is wearing sort of a muumuu, sort of a large... I like that. It's...
Covers everything.
It covers everything. And...
people all over the world, join in the love train. All my brothers over in Africa, tell all Russia and China too. Crowded cafe. No, I want the kid. This is it here. Let me see.
We've opened up the.
Open up the Ted Bell patio. This is the Dunphy Brother patio. And that's not what you think.
The Dunphy Brothers. Now, what is that a payoff for?
I beg your pardon.
Why are you calling it that?
Because the Dunphy... What did that comment mean? What am I... Wow.
All right, man. Let's go. Let's do this. Ted's of Beverly Hills. And then we know Bobby's theme. Well, no, man. I mean, yeah. Then I want Gay Spirits. That's the song that I want. Gee, why? Okay, I'm a little bit behind schedule. Not a big thing, man. We got it. Let me see. G-A-Y. Wait. Okay. G-A. It's knowing that your door is always open and you... This is the one here that I like. Oh, wait. This is it here. Here it is. Yeah. Bobby Dooley, the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Hello, Bobby.
Hi, Phil, and thank you for breaking out the wonderful gay holiday for strings.
Yeah, that's the theme.
It's the theme of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Let's listen, shall we? Okay, that's enough. Because it grates on the nerves.
You don't like the song?
I like the song.
What do you mean it grates on the nerves?
It does. It just gets... Turn it down, will you, Steve?
I'm not doing it. Mr. Henry is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen to that. Telling me I'm yours completely, and another thing that I forgot to say. Clean this idea up a little bit.
Well, we're having our annual fashion show. This is for the Big Miss, and we call that because we have a golf tournament that precedes the Big Miss, and generally that has to do with a lot of our golfers. They what do you call it, Steve?
They whiff.
They whiff. So we call this the Big Miss.
The Big Miss.
Yeah, these are our single gals who are big, and they're getting bigger. This is our, we celebrate the large size. We celebrate women who, big, but they're big, let's see, not big no more. This is our junior Miss Big. Junior Miss Big. And we name a
Junior Miss Big?
Yes, Margaret. Are you going to start being judgmental?
Well, Bobby, I'm just wondering, how does that make those girls feel?
This encourages them to lose the weight. So you're Junior Miss Big. How'd you like to be Junior Miss Small? How'd you like to be and then we have Junior Miss Petite. And we have Junior Miss Flyweight, Featherweight, that Miss Petite. And then we have Junior Miss Little. And then we have Chicken Little. Then we have the Chicken Little. Okay. And
what is Chicken Little? Is that the...
That's the smaller girls. Junior Miss Big is our... We're trying to have some fun with the girls. So this year, as their last meal, we'll have Taco Bell and really play up the fact that, okay, this is what got you here. And we have tacos and...
Yeah, I got Burrito Supreme. Went to Taco Bell, like Mr. President.
Mr. President went to the, the hamburgers.
Right, I know. That was for the basketball players.
Right, well, this is for, to remind the girls, this is it. Because next year, we expect you to be down a couple of sizes. But as long as, we're not really into celebrating large-sized women. I don't think it's healthy. So we try to discourage it. We have the Junior Miss Big pageant. You must compete, otherwise you're not eligible for our Junior Miss Petite. Otherwise, you're not eligible for our Junior Miss Perfect.
Junior Miss Perfect.
Boy.
I understand you're repeating everything.
You're really repeating a lot of stuff.
Of course I am. All right, so there's that. And we got Ted. We got the Return of the Mac. Ted's jingle is over here. Bobby's music is over here. Holiday for Strings. Where am I? Ted's jingle. All right, so there's Ted's jingle and there's Holiday for Strings. Now, if I do this, oh, cool. Yay. I still have a Holiday for Strings, and Ted's thing is going to be over here. Yeah, okay, cool. Jesus. I like that song. It's called Surfing with My Two Little Brothers. Cool little instrumental. Okay. Boom, ba boom, boom, ba boom, 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 boom. Booty boom beam. Where we at, man? Podcast gumshoe. Sweet menu. Oh yeah. I got the sweet menu for our race day. They sent along the menu. It's a big one, and it ain't cheap. It ain't cheap, motherfucker. 25 people we'll have in that suite. Gotta be about $1,200. Just for the fucking food, I think. I could be wrong. I could be underselling it a little bit, you know. I mean, it's a beautiful thing, man, but... All right, what are we doing here, man? I'm looking for the downloads, Jack. On the down low, you know. On the down low, man. There it is. Why is this thing not... Oh, I see what I'm doing wrong. I'm not dragging it onto the desktop. All right, get the fuck out of my life. You too, get out of here. Move to the trash. Let's take a look at this shit. Let's get our shit together. And let's have our, you know, and do our thing, and it's bitching as hell. All right, so then I want to have this, I want to have this. And by this, I mean I want to have this. Yeah, okay. There's that. And then, of course, we want this. If you like my show, you're going to love Beyond the Darkness on Podcast One.
Yes, this is the one that has all the ghouls and goblins, and they discuss all of this, you know, basically, those that have turned away from the face of God. Now, General, I don't want to...